a very good afternoon from the sports team. The FNB Varsity College Comets face tabletoppers CPUT in the Varsity Shield later this evening. The Comets currently sit in second place on the table behind their opposition tonight, and they can go ahead of CPUT if they win this evening. Coach Jeremy McLaren has made a number of changes to his team for the clash tonight. He's got himself a bit of a bomb squad. He's replaced a lot of his starters to play off the bench this evening. That one kicks off at 7 p.m. Moving to some cricket news, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins are ready for their One Day Cup final in Paarl on Sunday. They take on Boland, who did beat them earlier this season at the same ground. The Dolphins lost their first three matches of the competition and then won five in a row to get to the final. Quinton Friend, the coach, believes they've improved massively since they last met Boland.
To win five out of five shows that, you know, the guys have grown. They're understanding, you know, 50 over cricket format a lot better. We're playing smarter cricket in certain phases. And again, I mean, we've just been chatting about how we can be even better than what we've been. You know, I don't think we've played our perfect game as yet. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're still striving to do that. And there's so much that needs to be achieved. So
earlier today, the Division 2 final between the ACDC Express Tuskers and the Eastern Cape Inyati in Pietermaritzburg was rained out. They will use the reserve day tomorrow to try and find a winner. And finishing with football news, England manager Thomas Tuchel insists that everyone in his first squad will have a chance to be part of the 2026 World Cup team. That includes the returning veteran Jordan Henderson and 32-year-old debut call-up Dan Byrne. After being dropped and loaned out by Manchester United, the informed Marcus Rashford at Aston Villa means he's recalled after 12 months.
His hard work in counter-pressing, his tracking back on his position was impressive, and I had the strong feeling that we should bring him in to push him to stay on that level.
Well, Tuchel has also confirmed that Harry Kane will remain on as his skipper. That's all for me for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.